Today's reading begins in Luke chapter 16, verse 1. Luke chapter 16, beginning in verse 1. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So summoning his master's debtors, one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust you to the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." So you have this manager that has been doing something unfaithful regarding the accounts of his master. Maybe it was some sort of embezzlement and spending, you know, some of the master's stuff on himself. Or maybe it's just, you know, complete mismanagement altogether, that he hasn't put the care into it that he needs to. But the owner asks him to turn in the accounting. And this gives him an opportunity to set himself up. He thinks to himself, well, you know, what am I going to do? I can't dig and I can't beg, so I'll just make people owe me. And so he goes and starts cutting how much people owe to his master so that they would owe him a favor, and then he'd be able to, you know, get a living or get by staying in their homes, that type of thing. And my first thought is that the owner should have just fired him right then on the spot, not given the opportunity to do this. But this is a parable. This is Jesus trying to illustrate. So don't insert too many of those extraneous thoughts into it. Just get the point that Jesus is trying to make. So suddenly, this manager is obsessed with, what am I going to possibly do? And he begins cutting these deals and giving these huge discounts on what is owed to his master. And it says that the master is commending him for his shrewdness. Now, if I was in that master situation, I think I would be angry rather than that. But again, we're trying to look for the point that Jesus is making. And Jesus is making the point about the shrewdness itself. He's not saying it's good that the man was dishonest. Jesus is not trying to communicate that point. Jesus is communicating the forward thinking, the trying to set himself in a position in which he can get by. So Jesus isn't saying it's okay to conduct your business in a dishonest way. That's not what he's saying at all. He's talking about the importance of planning and utilizing what's available for the time in which we need them. You know, today that might mean that you spend years, you know, putting a percentage of your income away so that, you know, if something big happens, you have the means to handle it. Or if, you know, you get to the point of retirement, then you have something to live off of because you're not working any longer. Now, I don't think the manager's been doing that. I don't think he's been planning for any point in which he would no longer be a manager for the master. Because now he's got this sense of urgency. What in the world am I going to do? I've got to go deal with this. I've got to set myself up. And he very hurriedly begins to make a situation for himself in which he can get by. Now, Jesus isn't just talking about wealth, and not all of us have wealth, not the way we're talking about, not having, you know, a good amount of money in the bank, that kind of thing. So he's not just talking about, you know, build up money in a bank account. That's not what he's trying to get across. He is trying to get across, though, that there is a time in which you're going to have to think about something more than the moment. And there is more to think about than just this moment in our life. We should be thinking right now about laying up treasures in heaven. We should be thinking right now about what I can do that will be a blessing to others, that will honor God in the way that I live my life, and lay up those treasures so that I will be welcomed into heaven rather than being turned away and sent to the alternative, which is the condemnation. I wonder if we shouldn't feel a little more sense of urgency like this manager did. All of a sudden, he's scrambling, trying to make some way for himself. Shouldn't we feel some sense of urgency? We make the statement all the time, you know, that the end will come with a thief in the night. We don't know how much time we have left. You know, something could happen to us today or tomorrow or soon. Our health could fail. We could be in an accident. We could lose our life. Are we ready for the day of judgment? But I think in reality, the way that we live tends to be more along the lines of, well, I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. But that's not really the case. So we say that we believe there's not an endless amount of time, but we live a different way. We live like there is. We need to live with a sense of urgency. We need to live with the idea of, I need a place to go to. I want to go to heaven. I want to be welcomed into heaven. And of course, it's not going to be like the shrewd manager that makes people owe him, but we can do things to lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven, to make resources, if you will, trying to apply that worldly thinking to a spiritual concept. There is a future to plan for that is beyond this life. Yes, it's important to plan for rainy days. It's important to plan for retirement. It's important to plan for a disaster. But it's more important to plan for eternal life. Do we have a home to go to? So perhaps today we need to pray that we don't be a dishonest manager, but we do be a manager in which we think about what's coming. We think about what the future holds. And we think about how we're going to handle that future. So we need to be the faithful servant. We need to be thinking about going home to our Father in heaven. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.